Okay, so this is the Caritas interview with Wallace for this year's Caritas Award. Wallace has been working all year here in St. Stephen's High School towards our Caritas Award. I'm Mr. Gallagher, and this is just her submission for the Caritas Award. Wallace, can you tell me briefly what it was you did in school as part of your Caritas Award?
In school, I was an MVP leader, so that's like Mentors in Violence Prevention. So I look after, so to speak, like maybe first, second years, make sure they're like integrating well into the new school, make sure they're having like an okay time, they're not being like pestered or bullied or anything like that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and how would you know, say you had a young person who came to you with a problem or whatever, how would you then approach that? What would happen next if they come to you and you...
Well, if they come to me, it sort of depends. Like, if it's a really serious problem, like, for example, something's happening at home, I'm not really equipped to deal with that, so I would definitely have to bring it up to somebody, for example, Miss Fannin, sort of leader of the whole MVP programme. But if it was something quite simple, like they didn't have anybody to hang about with, or somebody was pestering them, I've let quite a lot of first years hang about with me, like during the breaks, and I have had words with some people that have been pestering as well.
Excellent, good, okay. So that was in school and you felt that was worthwhile and
oh,
you felt
brilliant.
That was... Yes,
definitely.
Excellent, good, definitely. Very valuable, good. And what about then in the parish? What have you been doing in the parish as part of your Caritas Award?
I loved what I was doing in the parish. It was brilliant and I hope to continue doing it. We helped set up a sort of choir in the Little Sisters of the Poor care home in Greenock.
Excellent.
Oh, it's brilliant. basically what we'd done at the start, it was just the... sort of most musical sister, she's the one that plays the organ at church, like, she just had us like learn the hymns they were going to sing that Sunday, so we could sort of teach them the hymns prior.
Yes.
These are like the strongest singers in the parish,
in the Little Sisters
thing,
in the home,
but like after, as the time went on, they started to ask us if there's any songs we liked that we wanted to teach them, and obviously some of the more modern songs aren't like
their style,
yeah,
or whatever.
Exactly.
Yes,
but some they really, really liked. They really like Adele.
Oh, there you go. That's a lovely voice.
Yeah, she's got a really lovely voice. And it's really good. We're sort of learning from each other. They're teaching us older songs. We're teaching them newer ones. And it's brilliant.
Superb, okay. And did you find that that experience of working with older people was rewarding for you?
Oh, definitely, definitely. Yeah. It's like they adopted me as their grandchild.
Oh, there you are. So you've got a lot of new grandparents.
Yeah.
Okay. So thinking on what you were doing, you know, helping young people here in the school and then helping old people in the community, would you say, what, for instance, in Pope Benedict's teaching would sort of reflect on that? What kind of thing might he have said that would you know, sort of explain that or describe it?
He said something about, like, God made us to love. We were made for love. And I think that's sort of a really important thought to consider. Like, I think without love, I don't really think we'd be able to live. You're sort of just getting by. You're not really living your life to the fullest. If you don't love people, people don't love you back. Like, I think love's sort of central to enjoying life.
Exactly. And how would you define that love? How would you know that love was there?
I think you can kind of see it in lots of different ways. Obviously, someone can tell you you love them.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, if they say something like, maybe remembering fasten your seatbelt or watch when you're crossing the road, I think, personally, that's when I see
that's love a real
most.
Sign of love. Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. I think that's right. But Pope Benedict said that several times. And Caritas means love, as we know. So,
yeah.
I mean, that's not the issue there. What about, then, taking this forward in your life? You know, you've done this year. How would you see that sort of continuing in your ongoing life?
Yeah. I think I'll be volunteering with the Little Sisters, like, after this. It wasn't just
to get
Caritas.
This award, yes.
I didn't think I'd enjoy it quite as much as I really, really had.
Excellent.
Brilliant. And I'm definitely going to ask if I can continue on doing it. I think Caritas has also taught me, like... love isn't just, oh, I love you and that's it. You really do have to show it. And it's just really simple things, like maybe smiling at somebody who's having a bad day or giving them a wave or just, like, involving them in your conversation. And that's, easy to
Excellent.
Do. It's not like it's difficult at all.
No, that's true. And I think that's very valuable. And one last thing then, just, can you imagine, you know, you've been looking at, you know, your meditations and your sort of your processes in the school, you know, when you were going along with the group and having these liturgical experiences. So I'd just like you maybe to talk about that for one